Today we're going to learn Daf Chav Zayin Amud Aleph of Maseches Avodah Zara. We are holding on Daf Chav Zayin Amud Aleph. The Gemara is going to ask on the second brisa that we just quoted on Chav Vavan Beis. V'sav Rabbi Yehuda Kuti Shapir Dami. Does Rabbi Yehuda really hold that a Kuti is allowed to give a bris mila to a Jew? V'atanya Yisrael Malas Hakuti V'Kuti Lo Yamal Yisrael V'Pneishem Malashem Har Grizim Diver Rabbi Yehuda. But didn't we learn that Rabbi Yehuda holds that while a Jew is allowed to give a mila to a Kuti, a Kuti may not give a Mila to a Jew, because we have to be choshesh that he is doing the Mila l'shem har grizim, which has a demus yona on it, it has an image of a dove on it, which they use as an avod zara. Amar Rabbi Yossi, so Rabbi Yossi says, v'chihechon metzina Mila min ha-Torah l'shma, where do you ever find that you need to do Mila l'shma in the Torah? Elamal v'holecha chateti nishmaso, let the Kuti do the Mila, and until ultimately he dies. Meaning, if he wants to do it, l'shem har grizim, so that's a separate avera, but that's not going to ruin the mila in any way. So the Gemara goes back to the first answer of switching the shitos in the brisa. Eloliolam epoch kedapchin meikara. We have to switch around the shitos in the brisa like we originally suggested in the last shir. That Rameir holds that someone who Rameir is one that holds that a kuti could be mal, but not an Ovid Kochavim. Rabbi Yehuda says that an Ovid Kochavim, and now it's not a stira on Rabbi Meir, because the two brises say that we do not allow an Ovid Kochavim to give the Mila. Oh, but we had a problem with the Kokosha, Rabbi Yehuda. We had a stira within Rabbi Yehuda, because in this brise he says that you can be mal an Ovid Kochavim on Rabbi Yehuda, and the other brise who says that an Ovid Kochavim is not kosher for Mila, so that's not a kasha. Hahi, Rabbi Yehuda Anasihi. The brise that says that according to Rabbi Yehuda, Mila Sovid Kochavim is possible, it doesn't mean the same Rabbi Yehuda in the other Brisa who disagrees with Rabbi Meir. No, that's Rabbi Yehuda Anasi who holds that Ovid Kochavim is possible for Mila. Ditanya, Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi Omer Minayin Lemila Bavichom Shipsula Tamalomar Vatas Brisi Tishmar. It's Rabbi Yehuda Anasi who says that Mila by Ovid Kochavim is possible because of the Pasuk Vatas Brisi Tishmar. Amar Rav Chista, my time at Rabbi Yehuda. So Rav Chista says, what's the svara for Rabbi Yehuda? What's the basis for Rabbi Yehuda passeling the Mila of a Kuti? Tichsiv, because the pasuk when it talks about a ger tzedek, it says l'Hashem himol, that you need to do a Mila l'shem Hashem, and the Kutim do Mila l'shem hargrizim. But a Mila of an Ovid Kochavim is kasher because he is mal having in mind whatever the Jew wants to have in mind, which is l'shem Hashem. Rabbi Yossi himol yimol. Rabbi Yossi holds that we darshan the pasuk Himol Yimol is a reboy to tell me that every Mila is kosher, even if a Mila is done Shalol L'Shem Hashem. So therefore, even the Mila of a Kuti, which is done Shalol L'Shem Hashem, is going to be kosher. V'idach, how does Rabbi Yossi hold that Mila's Kuti is kosher? Haksiv L'Hashem Himol. What do you do with the pasuk of L'Hashem Himol, which implies that it does need to be L'Shma? How about Pesach Ksiv? That L'Hashem in the pasuk is talking about the Karban Pesach, which is mentioned at the beginning of the pasuk, where it says, Vasa Pesach LaHashem, that the Pesach needs to be L'Shem Hashem, but not the Mila, V'idach Nami, and even Rabbi Yehuda. What does Rabbi Yehuda do with Haksiv, Himol Yimol, with the Riboy, that it sounds like any Mila is good enough, and that you don't need Mila L'Shma, Dibra Torah, Kilashon, B'nai Adam. That double expression in the Pasuk is not an indication that any Mila is good enough, it's just the Torah speaking in Lashon, B'nai Adam. Itmar, minayin the Mila b'Ovid Kochavim shei psula. How do I know that Mila is possible when done by an Ovid Kochavim? Doru bar papa mishmei de Rav Omar. Doru bar papa says in the name of Rav, va'ata es brisi tishmor. That the pasuk says, va'ata es brisi tishmor. So we learn from the pasuk that only the Zera Avram is kosher to do Mila, Ovid Kochavim are not. Rabbi Yochanan Himol Yimol, and Rabbi Yochanan would say we can learn it from the pasuk of Himol Yimol, that we read it as if it says Hamol Yimol, that only someone who has a Mila himself can be mal other people. An Ovid Kochavim who doesn't have a Mila is not able to be mal other people, not able to be mal Yisraelim. My Benayim, what's the difference between the these two limudim. So says the Gemara, Aravi mahul vigavnuni mahul ikabinayhu. The difference between them is if the mohel is an ovid chavim from one of the nations that do mila on themselves. Mandi amar himol yimol ika, the one that says that you need to be a ben mila in order to give mila, would say that these people who have a mila, even though they're not Jewish, are able to do mila. Uman diamar esprisi tishmor, but those who say from the pasuk of esprisi tishmor leka, these people would not be able to do mila because they are not from Zera Yisrael, they're not Jewish. Uman diamar himol yimol ika, according to the opinion that says that that hamol yimol, that if someone who has a mila can give a mila, is it true these people are allowed to give a mila, these non-Jews who have a mila? Vatnan, but doesn't a Mishnah teach us that when a non-Jew has a mila, he's not considered to be mahal, even if he's physically circumcised? Because the Mishnah tells us in Maseches Nedarim that if a person says, Konam shani nene min ha-arelim, I'm taking an iser hana'a from people who are arelim, muter ba-areli Yisrael, he's still allowed to get hana'a from uncircumcised Jews, va'asr b'mulei of the Kochavim, and he's not allowed to get hana'a from circumcised of the Kochavim. Alma, afligav demihili, kamandalomili damu. What you see from that Mishnah is that an Ovid Kochavim is always considered an Arel. He's never considered to be Mahul, even if he has a physical Mila. Ela ikabenaihu, so the nafkamina between the two drashos of Hamol Yimal or Va'atas Brisi Tishmar, the nafkamina is Yisrael Shemesu Achiv Machmas Mila. If you have a Jew who doesn't physically have a Mila, but he has a good reason not to, his brothers have died as a result of getting a bris mila, and therefore he's exempt from mila. V'lo maluhu, he never got a bris mila. So the mandam v'atas brisi tishmor ika, if it's based on being a Jew, he is a Jew and therefore allowed to do mila. L'mandam himal yimal leka, but if it's about him having a mila, well, he doesn't have a mila for as good an excuse that he has for not having it, but he doesn't have a mila, and therefore he would not be able to perform a mila on another person. So the Gemara says, "L'man diamar himal yimal leka." Is that true that if you hold that someone has to be mahul in order to give a mila, would someone whose brothers died from mila not be able to give a mila? Vatnan, but the Mishnah says, "Konam shani nenami mulim." If a guy takes a neder ana not to get any ana from people who have mila, so aser ba'arele Yisrael, it's aser for him to get ana from arelim who are Jews. Umuter b'mulim of the Kochavim, and he's allowed to get hana'a from circumcised of the Kochavim. Alma, afagav de lo mihili, kamanda mihili damu. What you see from there is, even though a Jew is not physically circumcised, we consider him to be circumcised. We consider him to be a mahul. So that can't be the nafkamina. The nafkamina between the two drashos cannot be a person whose brothers died as a result of mila. Ela ikebenayu isha. The nafkamina between them is, can a woman do a bris mila? Laman diyamar vatas brisi tishmar leka. If you hold that it's all about the pasuk of Vatas Brisi Tishmar, a woman cannot do it. Isha lav bas milahi, because she's not betoras mila. Ulmandamar himal yimal ika di isha kamanda mihiladamya. But if you hold that it's based on himal yimal, she's considered as if she's ma'ul, because as far as that Mishnah and Dharma is concerned, any Jew is considered as if they're ma'ul. Umikal mandamar isha lo. Wait, is there anyone that holds that a woman is not able to do mila? Vaksiv, how could you possibly hold a woman is not able to do mila? In the Torah it says, Vatikach Tzipora Tzor, that Tzipora took a rock and did a mila on her son. So, Karibe va Takach. Now you have to read it as she caused to be taken. See, she instructed someone else to take it. Vaksiv vatichros. But doesn't the pasuk say that she did the cutting? Karibe vatachras. She caused to be cut. Da amr lina shachrina va'avit. She instructed someone else to do the bris mila on the child, but maybe she couldn't. Maybe it's not explicit in the Torah that a woman could do a bris mila. V'ibayisema asya ihi va'aschala va'asamosha va'agmara. And even if she did do it, it was only the beginning of the mila. Then by the time the mila was underway, Moshe Rabbeinu was able to come and finish the job of the bris mila. So the main point over here is we have two different possible drashos of how we know that an Ovid Kochavim is not able to do a mila, at least according to the opinion of Tanaim that he's not, either from the pasuk of Va'atas Brisi Tishmar or from the pasuk of Himal Yimal. And we had three suggested nafkaminas. of between them. The first two we rejected, right? Nafkamina number one we suggested was Ovdei Kochavim who have a Mila. Nafkamina number two we suggested was Jews who don't have a Mila because of Meisul HaMachnas Mila. And Nafkamina number three is an Isha. And it's not obvious that an Isha, main point number two, it's not obvious that an Isha can have a Mila from Tzipora, because maybe she only instructed someone else to do it, or she only got the Mila started but didn't finish the Mila. Now, new Mishnah talks about the issue of refuah and haircuts by Goyim. Misrapin mehen ripoy mamon. One is allowed to receive a refuah when it's ripoy mamon, which is a term the Gemara is going to have to define. Avalo ripoy nefashos, but not ripoy nefashos, which again, we'll see what the definition is. We'll have three possibilities. Ve'in mistaprin mehen bekal makom. But one is never allowed to get a haircut from them, even in an area near the Rosh HaSarabim, because the Mayor, that's Rav Meir's opinion, because he could take the blade that he's giving you a haircut with and slit your neck. That in Rosh HaSarabim it's okay, he's not going to try anything funny in public place, but between yourselves, when it's in a private, closed-off area, you cannot trust him to give you a haircut. So Gemara discusses, what is this chalik between Ripoy Mamon and Ripoy Nefashos? My Ripoy Mamon, umay Ripoy Nefashos. What are the definitions of these terms? If ripoy mamon, which you're allowed to do, is that you pay the guy for his services of providing a refuah, ripoy nefashos pechinam, and ripoy nefashos means that you don't pay him. So why does the Tana say this lashon of misrapin and ripoy mamon of lo ripoy nefashos? There's a much clearer way to say that. Listening, it should say misrapin mehen bischar of lo bechinam, that you can get a refuah when you pay for it, but not if it's coming for free. Ella ripoy mamon davar she'in bo sakana. Ripoy mamon must mean for that you're receiving refuah for an illness that's never going to lead to any sakana. The chashash is only chashash mamon, that by doing the refuah, the guy is able to cause more pain and to cause a greater expense of mamon in order to cure that pain. Ripoy nefashos davar she'ish bo sakana. Ripoy nefashos, which is usher, is when it's an illness that's a chashash, that through that refuah, the guy could actually kill you. So says the Gemara, how could it be that ripoy mamon that you're allowed to do is by something that's ein bo sakana? Vam Rav Yehuda afilu rivdu dekusilta lomat sinan minayhu, that even if you have some sort of shoulder ailment which comes from bloodletting, you're not allowed to get a refuah from Gayim, even though it's an ailment and a pain that's not dangerous. So you see that even in non-dangerous procedures, you're not let it get refuah from Ovdei Kochavim. So Ella, we need a third possibility. Ripoy mamon behemto. Ripoy mamon means a non-Jewish veterinarian. Ripoy nefashos, nowadays all veterinarians have to be non-Jewish because a Jew is not allowed to neuter an animal. It's a daraisa to neuter an animal. So it's a profession that's not a Jewish profession. So ripoy mamon behemto. Ripoy mamon is for your animal. Ripoy nefashos gufe. Ripoy nefashos that you're not allowed to do is to have him heal you. And that's exactly aligned with what Rabbi Yehuda says, that even minor ailments you're not allowed to have the non-Jew heal you. So the Gemara brings away that you are allowed to have a refuah from Ovdei Chavim. Amar Rav Chista, Amar Mar Ukva. Even though the Chacham say that it's usher for a Jew to have a refuah through Gayim, that's in where he does it on your body. Aval im Amar lo sam ploni yaflo. Samploni rallo. But if he gives advice, medical advice, he tells you, take this medicine, don't take that medicine, mutter, you're allowed to listen to his medical advice. Savar shiule mashilo, kiechi de mashilo, mashile in a shachrina, because he's not gonna want to give poor advice, because he's going to assume that the same way you're asking his advice, you might ask somebody else's advice. So asu gavra l'ruy nafshe, and he could ruin his reputation if he gives poor advice. So he's not going to want to give poor advice in that circumstance. Okay, so main point over here is the Mishnah says that you're allowed to receive ripoy mamon, but not ripoy nefashos from Ovdei Kochavim. We had three possibilities of what it meant, but we rejected the first two. Possibility number one was ripoy mamon is to pay for the refuah. Ripoy nefashos nefashos is to not pay. Possibility number two is that ripoy mamon meant something that's not to a treatment of a non-dangerous ailment. Ripoy nefashos meant a dangerous ailment. And possibility number three was that ripoy mamon is to cure a veterinarian, to heal your animals, and ripoy nefashos is to heal oneself. Be'ez Hashem, next time we'll pick up in daf chav zayin and beis at Amar Rava, Amar Rabbi Yochanan.